Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Thanks again to Grant McCauley for always great Braves insight.
I wish you had more time with Grant because I saw just a second ago, I saw 35, we were talking about Chipper Jones earlier because everybody was like, why don't Chipper come back and help him hit? Because Chipper's chilling. Chipper's rich. Can stay drunk and drive four-wheelers for a living. Why the hell would he want to coach a baseball team?
Yeah.
But 35 years ago, he was drafted.
Oh, wow.
35 years ago, Chipper
That's
Jones
incredible.
Drafted. Yeah,
that like, is
Chipper,
incredible.
Oh, Chipper needs to come back. Why is Chipper chilling?
Yeah, man.
y'all leave that brother alone.
Chipper's a Hall of Famer, legend.
Rich as hell.
Plays golf, brown liquor. Hangs out.
And four-wheelers.
Yeah, and he comes and does that broadcast once a year, and it's hilarious.
Are you serious? Why would I give that up?
You'd like me to work? No.
How about y'all do y'all damn job?
Try to give some... But also, it's got to be really frustrating to be so great.
Because he was.
Having
he
to give tips to guys is like, oh, all right.
All right. God.
You just don't get it. Okay.
I told you the clip I saw that one time when Chipper was with a tweet he was talking about, and he was just giving that grown man, nobody to help talk about knowledge about off the tee, how they don't do it no more. But y'all leave Chipper alone. Chipper lives a blessed life.
Yeah.
He does not want to be at Truist Park or on no plane going to God dog on New York City or nothing.
I did see that today. Brian Snitker, I think I read this right in Dave O'Brien's article. Brian Snitker and Freddie Gonzalez are going to go visit Bobby Cox today. Bobby Cox, I think, has only been back to Truist once or twice since he had, you know, he had the stroke
right,
that he had back
right.
2019. So they're going to go visit him and because Freddie Gonzalez is back now, obviously mm-hmm. they all worked for him mm-hmm. and stuff. So mm-hmm. that's cool. Go yeah. see what's up. Maybe Bobby will have some
you
advice.
You think Bobby will get some knowledge?
Yeah. Here's what you got to say to him.
Here's what you got to say to the damn umpire.
Or maybe they'll tape like a message from Bobby Cox and play it to the team, and that'll rally
because
the troops.
They're losing because Brian Snitker does not get ejected enough.
Get ejected.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be Bobby's advice to him.
Yeah, yeah.
You go out there, you throw first base into left field today. Or right field. Whatever. Throw it in left field. That'd be even further.
Oh, whatever you just said, I always think about that damn manager. You remember the guy who was out there army crawling?
I do.
Then tossed a little bag.
I just always think of growing up. I mean, people here grew up watching Bobby Cox. I grew up watching Lou Piniella. Lou Piniella.
Philip Wallman. Yes, you grew up for. Oh, yeah.
Lou Piniella used to take the base off the ground and throw it, kick dirt all over home plate, turn his hat around backwards and turn bright red, spitting at the ump. Like, that was as exciting as a Ken Griffey Jr. home run.
Let you know that you had a long damn night and you don't feel like working.
You're ready to go.
Yep.
Yeah, you're ready to get out of here. But if Snit gets kicked out tonight, maybe that's the word of advice from the great Bobby Cox. I don't know. Anyway, a few phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic. We'll start with Zach in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Zach.
Hey, this is for Abe. Abe, you worked with John and Hugh for a while in the mornings. how are Andy and Randy most like and most different from John and Hugh?
We're both black and one is white.
Black and white. So that's how we're most like.
That's most like. And one was a football player, and one is the journalist.
Yeah.
There we go.
And you sit in the same seats as the former football player and the former radio guy.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than changing seats.
Oh, it sucks.
Dude, I'm like so entrenched
so
right here.
So comfortable.
And I've been sitting here since I worked. Well, when I sit in for Carl, I would have to sit right there.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, no, this is my chair right here.
I haven't sat in that chair probably since I filled in on Dukes and Bell
right.
years ago.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, remember, I had to sit in that chair
because the mic stopped working. Yeah.
That threw me off for an hour.
Yeah.
I love it. I love this setup. How are we different, Abe?
I mean, I'm not trying to, like, insult any other, but I was so attentive to what was coming over the air segment by segment. I just don't worry about you guys, like, at all. I don't know if that, like,
that clarifies.
From the
non, no,
you guys know what I'm saying.
Yes,
and I appreciate that.
I know what you mean.
But yeah, it just.
I know what you mean.
I'm going to start going fricky, though.
You know what? I don't think you have that in you. I don't think you have that in you.
I don't think I do
either.
I don't think so
either. I love listening to him on the weekends, though, just because it is just so opposite of anything that would ever cross my mind.
My boy Frick, man.
It's so entertaining.
He goes in. It is so funny.
It's so good.
There is not a person who comes up with better nicknames than John Freak.
He was, I mean, I said it earlier last week, but he was calling Profar Pedfar.
Yes.
Like it's his name.
When I almost ran into the damn wall when he said the noodle arm quitter.
Noodle arm quitter. DoorDash
damn dead.
Does he, I guess I, this is me telling on myself. I haven't heard it on the weekends, but does he have one for Kirk yet? Or does Kirk have to leave first?
I don't know. I think he has one for Kirk.
What's he called Kirk, Abe? Does he have one?
He called something liar.
Yeah, it's broke down liar.
Broke down liar. He got, hey, but then freaking, when I heard freaking say DoorDash Dez,
hey,
I damn near crashed.
There's nothing.
Do you know how that ever that came about?
Yes, I do.
The DoorDash thing.
Yes, but I didn't think about it until he said it. And I was like, you know what, man? You're going to damn hell, Freaky.
There's nothing better than a radio personality who doesn't have anything left to prove.
Don't give a damn.
John Freaky's done the things that he's going to do in this business. He's done a lot of great things in this business. Now he's just
don't give a damn.
He's hanging out, man. Yep.
With the copious amounts of petty that he has.
Oh, yes.
Because he can't get past any of it.
Petty, homerism.
Yes. That's him.
Creativity.
Yes, he is the Kool-Aid guy.
Nothing to lose. It's great. All right, Tababi is in Brookhaven. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so y'all were talking about going to a NASCAR race.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place that I feel that everybody should experience for like a cultural study, and that is the campgrounds of Talladega. Imagine walking down Bourbon Street, but it's campers, and instead of beads, currency is Bush Light.
Oh,
so do with that as you please. That being said, what sporting event, in y'all's opinion, what party do you go to and a sporting event happens to pop off? Like, I've heard the Indy 500, also crazy, Enfield of Kentucky Derby. What is like a sports party y'all want to attend one day?
Okay.
Interesting. Good question.
Although I did Daytona with the offensive line one year, and it was unreal.
I bet.
Yeah, it was unreal. I've never seen nothing like that, and I was like one of them because they were talking about it, and I remember my main man, Todd Wade, he's our right tackle from Ole Miss. Todd had four Gatorade things on his shoulders, and they had this big camper, and I just remember I was like, can I go? Like, yeah, come on, Rook. And so I jump in with him, and we go to – and it was – I had so much fun. So much fun. I've been to the Derby. I never did the infield thing because I don't care what nobody says, it's always muddy there. For some reason, it's always muddy and nasty there. But I would love to go to a Premier League soccer match when they win. Not to say because I love me some Liverpool and that crap that happened to them this year.
Yeah.
But that was a god daggone party.
Yeah. I mean, mine's soccer too. It's the World Cup. Like, yes. I want to, and it's coming here.
Yes.
And that would be great. But I want to go, and I will do that. And hopefully we get to be a part of it broadcast wise as far as locations and stuff like that.
Right.
But a World Cup in Brazil or a World Cup in Argentina or, you know, some of these various different foreign countries that would be really fun to go for the World Cup party. Or, say, Brazil, Argentina, and who else make the Final Four here. That's going to be a party here in Atlanta with folks from there.
I would like to see a world-class track meet in Jamaica.
Oh, good.
I think that would be a fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd
be fun.
We went. I've been to the trials. Dude, it is freaking amazing. It's amazing. Real quick, DJ Q said, Randy, bro, I feel ya. Said, wife and the youngest are flying out, okay, and she's headed on her girl's trip and son going on a mission trip to Poland. Hell yeah. I have the house to myself for a week and a half. I don't need no rain. You damn right.
Week and a half.
I need it to be sunny. All right, because me and Nico want to go in the house.
Yeah.
You know I got that couch.
Not till bedtime.
You know I got that couch. I'll sleep out there.
Yeah, I fell asleep on the porch.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with falling asleep. We got a couch outside.
All right, so according to mine, and this isn't the be-all end-all, this isn't Ella Dorsey or anything. This is just an app. Supposed to rain today. It is, obviously. Well done.
Come on, man.
Thursday, too.
Come on, man.
Supposed to be 89 and sunny on Friday. So that's warm. You can get in the pool, even.
All right.
Saturday, cloudy and 84. Sunday, thunderstorms and rainy.
But I got that big-ass tent now, so I can put it over the couch, and I can sleep outside.
Yeah, I think you'll be all right.
We got plenty of off candles.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
I need off candles.
Ryan is in Duluth. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Andy, did the weather make Charlotte any more bearable since you missed a couple rainy rounds when you were up there? And Randy saw a Busch Light Apple commercial today.
Will you leave me alone? I will never drink it.
I know you won't drink it, but if you have to, gun to your head, Busch Light Apple or Peach Skull, what's your choice?
Oh, no one's ever asked that before.
Well, I was raised on Peach Skull.
Oh, really?
Yes, that was my dip of choice. I was a Copenhagen. I went from Copenhagen, and then, and I he don't mind. I tell my business. Philip Rivers put me on the Skull Mint, and then it was one of the things where we just switching out what I liked, and my Skull of choice was Skull Peach. So, yeah.
Have you ever tried the ones that people like now, the Zins?
Okay. I wanted to ask this question because it seems like it's a big thing now with international soccer players.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know it's huge with golfers. Golfers love it.
Yes. But I didn't know that. But I saw, like, they were talking about a lot of international golfer players are wearing it because it's a patch.
Like soccer players? Like in-game?
Yeah. Like these little patches that they use nowadays. Yeah, I saw that. Like, I started out with pouches. I never dipped ever for my life. Only time I dipped was with Kevin Breedlove. We were coming back from South Carolina when we rode the bus. In South Carolina, they were 0-10 the year before. They beat our ass. And I remember we sat on the back of the bus, and they were dipping. I was like, let me try it. Whatever. And I threw up.
Oh, yeah.
And I never dipped again. And I get to California my first week in San Diego, and Chris Dillman and them boy, they were dipping. I'm like,
Wow, you went 10 years in the NFL without dipping?
10 years without dipping. And as soon as I signed with the Chargers, I started dipping.
Country-ass Philip Rivers.
Yep, started dipping. What I lived by was the peach.
As for my trip to Charlotte, it wasn't my worst ever trip to Charlotte.
I mean, you didn't come. No,
I didn't get any diseases.
The worst trip from Charlotte. Charlotte got up in your ass, and your ass was sick.
It did. Yeah, I got COVID for like a week.
Your ass was sick. Had the lowest COVID case ever.
Yeah, this one was better than
that. Yeah, it got up in your ass.
It rained. It was real muggy up there. Angry air.
Got to be.
Tom is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, Morning Shift was talking the other day about how many games a coach or manager could actually lose for a baseball team.
Yeah.
So my question is, you know, we have WAR stats for a baseball player.
Huh.
Why do we have a WAR stat for a manager like Gonzalez versus Tui? What do you think that WAR would be?
That's interesting.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Me, Monk. I don't give a damn about your my boy Rob Tribble. Your WAR. As my boy Rob Tribble would say. Your WAR.
It's just one of those things where I don't know it would be really hard to track, like, what is... Some of the stuff Tui was doing was obviously very bad,
right?
Like, some of the egregious mistakes, I think, are obvious. But, like, the ones that work versus the ones that maybe you should have done something different, maybe you should have sent them when you didn't, I don't know. Like, that kind of stuff would be really hard to say.
Well, did Freddie get credit for sending Olsen yesterday?
Right, exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
He was safe. If it was a good throw, he would have been out by 10 feet. I mean, so
wouldn't Acuna gun down by a mile on Friday. Ball pops out the glove?
Exactly. Same thing on Friday with Acuna. So is it just based on the result, or is there more to
but
it than
you
that?
You know, everything is based on results.
Is it right?
Everything's based on results.
So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, but I like the idea of it. We should have a war for managers.
But that's not – because war kind of is like accountability, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we should have that for a lot of things.
I think so, too.
Yes.
I also think –
Where's my boy? Who's the accountability police who calls up here?
Oh, yeah. The guy that holds us accountable.
Yeah,
I forget his name.
Randy, you remember back in 2019 when you had said
who holds you guys accountable when you're wrong? I guess you do. He's the one. He's listening. If not for not entertaining enough of you will change the station, and then we'll be held accountable by getting fired.
But not from the facts that I had just got about us. Monument. Damn, we're good at this. We're good at this radio stuff, Andy.
So far, so good.
We're good at this radio
stuff. So far, so good. Abe wants us to stop, though.
Yeah, we're good at this
radio. But we're so good. Why do you want us to stop?
Yeah, we're so good at this radio stuff. And we thank you all.
Takeaways of the day.
And we thank you all so much, because without y'all, it's not.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Possible, but damn, we're good at this stuff.
There's so many of you out there lately.
Okay. This like monumental. Never seen before. All right. So this is one from yesterday that I forgot. Andy likes Messi, Stephon Diggs. I wrote it down and I forgot about it. And Freddie is an aggressive sender.
He is.
Yes.
For just $9, you can get 12-month subscription to the Marietta Daily Journal. You can read Grant McCauley over there. I'm going to get one.
If you gain too much weight, that chain will become a choke collar.
You don't want that. Unless you do. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.